I'm going to speak briefly, but the Lord wants to give us a message this morning that will kick us into 2010 in a particular way. I'm going to read this out of the Truth version, and we know it's part of the Christmas, what we call the Christmas story, but there's something important that I felt as God's been speaking to me about during the Christmas period that will apply to all of us. Now, get hold of your sheet of paper. You'll notice on this piece of paper that's coming around to you that it's completely blank. And the Lord said to me, when I was praying last night, he said to me, this is for everyone in the church. You start with a blank piece of paper, right? Start with a clean sheet. You've heard of that before. And this isn't for you to fill in now, but I'd like you to put your name at the top of the paper if you've got a pen or a pencil. But take this paper with you. And this paper is very, very important. In a minute, we're going to pray over this. You think, what, pray over a piece of paper? Yeah, pray over a piece of paper. Because this paper is representing things that God wants to do in your life this year. Maybe things that he wants to do in your life in this decade. But I believe that as we pray and as we wait upon God and listen to him, he will speak words of truth and words of life to us out of the Bible and out of prayer that will have a prophetic statement, if you like, a prophetic picture over you. Now, some of you are already living in stuff that God has spoken to you about and you're living in it. But I believe that if we come to God with an open heart and with a clean sheet of paper, a clean sheet before him, that he's going to speak some fresh things. He's going to speak some new things, thank you, to each one of us. Are you with me? So whatever you've heard from God this morning, God wants to add to what you've heard. So if you're aware that God is perhaps wants you to be an evangelist in a particular way and perhaps go to a particular place and evangelize, God, whatever you've heard from God this morning, God wants to add to what you've heard. Does that make sense? God wants to expand what he wants to do in your life. And I'm going to read you these verses. In Matthew 1, verse 18 to 24, just think about Mary. Mary had a clean piece of paper. Mary was a virgin. Mary, her life was already handed over to the Lord. It says that she was that she'd found favor with the Lord. And it says in verse 18, now this is how the birth of Jesus took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they married, they had no sexual union. Mary became pregnant through the activity of the Holy Spirit. Being a righteous man, Joseph did not want Mary to be disgraced publicly, so he thought about releasing her quietly from her commitment to him. After thinking about this, Joseph had a dream in which an angel from the Lord appeared to him and said, Joseph, son of David, there's nothing for you to fear. Take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is very important. We've read that twice now. The activity of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. She will have a son whom you are to call Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. All this happened to fulfill what the Lord had spoken prophetically. The virgin will become pregnant and will bear a son who will be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he obeyed what the Lord's angel had told him to do and took Mary home as his wife. And if you come with me now to Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. I want to talk about getting pregnant this morning. God wants us to be a pregnant people. And we read about this more than once in the Bible, about Sarah was another one, Abraham's wife, Sarai, who became Sarah. She couldn't conceive, she couldn't bear children. Then God spoke a word to her and she conceived because she believed God. And there were others too that we read about. And it's important that we understand this isn't just talking about natural birth, natural conception. And God is speaking to us this morning that at the start of this year, he wants us to conceive. He wants us to receive things from him, from his spirit, to be put in our spirit, put into our heart, that will actually cause us to become pregnant with his will, pregnant to do his will. And the idea of being pregnant is to bring to birth, isn't that right? It's to conceive and then to bring to birth. And in everything that God does, it goes through this cycle of conception, being pregnant, and then there's a time for delivery. There's a time for bringing to birth. And in verse 26 of Luke chapter 1, when Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months, God sent his angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. There he appeared to a virgin named Mary, who was to be married to a descendant of David called Joseph. "Greetings," he said to her, "you are favored by God, and he is with you." These words disturbed Mary greatly, for she could not understand what they meant. In other words, she was very humble. She didn't even understand how she could have favor with God, but she did, because her heart was pure, her heart was right with God. She loved God. She was given to God. She had a clean sheet of paper. She was available to God. She was very available to God, for God to do anything he wanted to do with her. This is why he came and spoke to her with these words. But the angel assured her, "There is no need to fear, Mary, for God is pleased with you. You are to become pregnant and will give birth to a son who you are to call Jesus. He will be great and will become known as the Son of the Most High God, who will place him on the throne of his ancestor David. His reign over Israel will be eternal, and his kingdom will never end." "How could such a thing happen?" Mary asked the angel. "I'm still a virgin." He replied, and here it is again, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High God will overshadow you, so the child you bear will be holy and called the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant, despite her age and her former inability to bear children, for nothing is impossible to God." I just want to say this over us as a church this year, over your own personal life and over us as a church. Nothing is impossible to God. I'd like us to say that together. For nothing is impossible for God. Let's say it again. For nothing is impossible for God. I really believe we need to believe this. Let's say it again. For nothing is impossible for God. Amen. Now, this is key. Mary answered, then this is her heart, and we spoke about this the other Sunday last week, I think. "I am the Lord's servant, so I submit willingly to what you have said," and the angel left her. Now, the message this morning is very simple. God has asked us to spend time over the Christmas period and in these early weeks of January to seek him, to pray and listen to his voice, to spend time reading the word of God. Why? Because there's some things he wants to speak to us that we're not hearing. There's some things he wants to do in your life that you haven't believed for yet. There's some things that are impossible for you, but they're not impossible for God. God wants to heal, he wants to set free, he wants to bring about some things in our lives that perhaps haven't happened yet. And the Lord wants to speak to us. That's why you've got a blank piece of paper. And I've done this for purpose, really. And God wants you to start writing some things down there, but only write the things that he speaks to you about, both at a personal level. And if you receive something for the church, come and share it with me so that as a leadership, together we can look at those words and pray over them together as a body, because they'll probably confirm some things that God is speaking to us about. But write those things on your blank piece of paper. And be like Mary, who she said, she was basically saying, I submit willingly to you, let it be according to your word. Do you know, because that was her faith, when God spoke to her, her faith rose and she willingly submitted to God, and that's why she got pregnant. She would not have got pregnant if she hadn't had faith in God. Do you agree with me? See, God doesn't work on autopilot. He doesn't say, well, I've chosen her, she's going to become pregnant, and it doesn't matter what she believes, it's just going to happen. The fact is, Mary got pregnant because God chose her to be pregnant and chose her to carry the Saviour, but she would not have got pregnant had it not been for her faith response in God. This is really important, because God is going to speak to us, and for you to bring forth the will of God. Let's think about Mary. Mary was carrying the will of God in her heart. She became pregnant because she believed the word that was spoken to her. And over these next couple of weeks, if God hasn't already started to speak to you, God is going to start to speak to you and speak his word out of the Bible in prayer, prophetically, when you're even in your sleep, in your dreams. God's going to give some people here some dreams maybe even some visions. And out of those things, God's going to release his word, and you're going to become pregnant with what he says. This makes sense. Every time God speaks his word, it must be like a pregnancy. God's word is put inside of us so that we become pregnant with it, so that the word begins to beget something. The word begins to form something inside of us. And the reason God speaks his word is so that we can actually give birth to his will. I knew you'd be excited about that. So you can give birth to his will. Now, this happens by us believing. Just say believing. And when you start listening to God and hearing what he says to you, you'll start getting excited because you realize God has spoken to you, little old you and little old me. And as he releases his word to you, begin to catch a vision of what he really wants to do, not just through you, but what he wants to do through us together as a church, as a body. And the way that we bring things to birth is that we read the word and then we pray over it. We incubate that word. We pray over the word that God has given to us. Sometimes we do it for many days, many weeks, many months, sometimes for many years. But I guarantee if God's given you a word, and kingdom faith exists because there's a word over kingdom faith, about revival, about an outpouring of the Spirit in this nation and other nations, then it will surely come to pass, provided that we keep believing the word and we keep speaking that word that God has spoken. Does this make sense? That we keep confessing that word in prayer. We share it at the right time. We can share some of those things with others. It's not always a wise idea to do that straight away. You keep that in prayer. But there's a time when everything has to be brought forth to birth. We give birth to things, whether it's a ministry, whether it's to seeing somebody get saved, perhaps to see our family change in a particular way, whether it's to get work. It could be 101 different things, but God wants to speak to you. Amen. And I pray that our heart will be what Mary's heart was. And I've spoken about this now at three different meetings, so it must be important. God is speaking something to us. He's saying, Mary's response was, immediate response was, I submit willingly to you, Lord. Let it be according to your word. Let it be done. She believed and she said, here I am. I've got a blank sheet of paper. Write it on my heart. What did she do for those 9 months? Do you think she just said, oh, well, it's just going to happen? No, it didn't. She had faith from the moment that she had that visitation of God speaking his word, and she became pregnant through the word of God, through the word that was spoken. Supernaturally, the Holy Spirit came. Now, the Holy Spirit wants to come powerfully into your upon your life in a fresh way at the start of this year. Amen. And as you meet with him, see, it's not gonna happen in here. I mean, we've had a good meeting here this morning. It'll happen when you close the door. When you get alone with God and you just say, God, here I am, kneel before him, lie down before him, stand up before him, do whatever you need to do, but spend time listening to God, listen to the Holy Spirit, let him speak his word afresh to you. And when you say, Lord, here I am, I'm willingly here to do whatever you want me to do. This is a brand new year. Here's a fresh piece of paper. This is my heart, Lord. Come and write something new to me today, this week, this month, that I will begin to respond to. And you'll become pregnant with God's word that will then begin to produce his will for your life. Does this make sense? This is what walking in faith is all about. God speaks his word, our faith responds to God, and then we begin to act on it. We believe what God has said, and we begin to take steps. We begin to pray over that word. We begin to meditate upon that word. We begin to declare that word. You look in the Bible, it's full of it, full of people of faith who receive God's word, believed it, prayed over it, confessed it, and begin to walk in it. And it, every time it brought to birth the thing that God had said. God wants us to be a faith church. We are a faith church. A faith people who are hearing him, his spirit speak to us. And I believe the Holy Spirit is going to come in specific ways to each one of us as we seek him. And he will speak very specific things that for some of us, it may even shock us what he asks us to do. It may surprise you that God may actually give you something completely fresh, completely new, that you hadn't even thought of. It may be God will confirm you on your way, but I guarantee that God wants to write something fresh on your heart this week and these few weeks in January as we're seeking and praying in our groups and as a church together, we're seeking God this month. God is downloading stuff, his kingdom and his word into our hearts. So are you ready? Are you ready to receive? then really let's just offer ourselves up to the Lord this morning. Let's stand up. We're going to take up our morning offering. I realize we're out of time, but I really want you to take this away with you today and listen to what the Spirit says and begin to write down scriptures and truths that God speaks to you about. And if you have something for the church, then please come and let us know so that we can also record that for our prophetic words as a people. Let's all stand, shall we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just before we start passing the offering basket around, let's lift our hands to the Lord. And just say, Father, make me like Mary. With a clean sheet of paper. Start of this new year. Here I am, Lord. I willingly submit to you, to your will. Come, Holy Spirit, come by your power and speak your word in a new way into my heart today, this week, in this season. Make your way clear, Lord. I become pregnant with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just pray you just work this in each one of our hearts, Lord. As we continue to seek you, we've heard you speak to us today in a number of different ways. Father, I pray, Lord, that we'll be caught up with you, that our eyes will see Jesus afresh, that we'll have new encounters with you, Lord, at the start of this year, and that out of your word, out of what you speak into our hearts, we'll become pregnant with your will. And Father, that we'll see your will being outworked through our lives as a church, Father, in a new way this year. A year of fruitfulness, a year of glory, a year of power, a year of people being saved and set free. Father, we just thank you that we walk with you in an adventure of faith. We praise you for this today, Lord, in Jesus' name. And as we give our money, our gifts to you this morning, the offering, Father, we want you to be glorified in what we give. Lord, this is part of our worship of you, Lord, where we honor you. What you've given to us, we give it back to you. We honor you, Lord. That in this offering, Lord, that your work will be multiplied. Lord, multiply the offerings that we give to you today, we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord with this song and then we'll close the meeting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I will worship you who is holy. I will worship you, Father of all.